Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for First Bancorp, also known by its ticker FBNC. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown. First Bancorp is a regional bank holding company based in the U.S., operating primarily in the financial services sector within the banking industry. They provide a range of banking and financial solutions, mostly focused on community banking, serving customers through a network of branches. With a solid footprint in their market, they're not a giant like some of the national banks, but they've carved out a niche in their space. Today, we're diving deep into what makes First Bancorp tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all with a long-term investor's lens. Let's get started. General overview and recent performance. Before we jump into the nitty-gritty, let's set the stage. First Bancorp operates in a competitive industry, focusing on community banking, which often means more personalized service, but also tighter margins compared to the big players. Looking at recent performance trends, the stock has shown some interesting moves over various timeframes. Short term, we're seeing mixed results with weekly and monthly performance reflecting some volatility, while the longer term trends over the past year and beyond suggest a more stable trajectory, though not without challenges when compared to broader sector performance. On the news front, there's been some buzz around their strategic moves and operational updates, which could signal potential shifts in their growth path. We'll touch on specifics as we go, but for now, know that First Bancorp is navigating a landscape of rising interest rates and economic uncertainty, which impacts all banks to some degree. So, let's break this down through a SWOT analysis to see where they stand and what could drive their future. Strengths. Solid regional presence. First Bancorp has a strong foothold in its regional markets, which allows for deep customer relationships and a loyal client base. Community banking often translates to trust, and that's a big plus for long-term stability. Healthy profit margins. Looking at their financials, their gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well compared to industry peers. This suggests they're managing costs effectively while still generating decent returns, a key metric for us long-term investors. Consistent dividend yield. For income-focused investors in our audience, First Bancorp offers a respectable dividend yield. This isn't just a cherry on top. It's a sign of financial health and a commitment to returning value to shareholders, which is always a green flag. Positive operating cash flow. Their cash flow statements show consistent net cash provided by operating activities. This means they've got the liquidity to reinvest in the business or weather economic storms, a critical factor when you're thinking about holding a stock for the next 5 to 10 years. Weaknesses. Limited geographic diversification. One downside here is their heavy reliance on specific regional markets. If there's a localized economic downturn, First Bancorp could feel the pinch more than a bank with a broader national or international presence. It's something to watch if you're building a diversified portfolio. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio raises a bit of a red flag. It's not catastrophic, but higher leverage means more risk, especially in a rising interest rate environment where borrowing costs can spike. We need to keep an eye on how they manage this moving forward. Slower revenue growth. Peeking at their income statements, revenue growth isn't exactly setting the world on fire. It's steady, but not explosive, which might disappoint if you're looking for a high-growth play. For long-term holders, though, consistency can sometimes trump rapid expansion. Market cap constraints. With a market cap on the smaller side for the sector, First Bancorp might struggle to compete with larger players for acquisitions or tech investments, which are becoming table stakes in modern banking. Opportunities. Interest rate environment. With interest rates trending up, banks like First Bancorp could see improved net interest margins. If they play their cards right, this could boost profitability over the medium term, something worth monitoring in their next few earnings reports. Digital transformation. There's room for First Bancorp to invest in digital banking solutions. If earnings call summaries or news snippets hint at a push into tech, think mobile apps or online services, they could capture a younger demographic and streamline operations, cutting costs in the long run. Regional expansion. While they're currently limited in scope, there's potential to expand into adjacent markets. Any news of branch openings or acquisitions could be a game changer, adding to their revenue streams and diversifying risk. Economic recovery plays. As the economy stabilizes post any downturns, community banks often benefit from increased lending activity. First Bancorp could capitalize on small business loans or mortgages if they position themselves well, a trend to watch in their loan portfolio growth. Threats. Economic uncertainty. Let's be real. Macroeconomic headwinds like inflation or a potential recession could hit regional banks hard. Lower loan demand or higher default rates could dent their bottom line, and that's a risk no long-term investor can ignore. Competitive pressure. The banking sector is fierce, with big national banks and fintech disruptors eating into market share. First Bancorp needs to differentiate, or they risk losing customers to competitors with deeper pockets or slicker tech. Regulatory risks. Banking is a heavily regulated industry, and any tightening of rules could increase compliance costs or limit their operational flexibility. Keep an ear out for news on regulatory changes that might impact their strategy. Valuation concerns. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's not screaming undervalued. If the market perceives them as overpriced relative to growth prospects, we could see downward pressure on the stock, especially in a risk-off environment. Compare this to industry averages to gauge if they're a bargain or a bust. Insights and broader context. Now, let's tie some of this together with a few deeper insights. On the financial front, their free cash flow yield looks promising, which tells me they've got some wiggle room for reinvestment or debt reduction, key for sustaining growth over the long haul. But I can't help but circle back to that debt-to-equity ratio. It's not a deal-breaker, but if rates keep climbing, it could squeeze their margins. From earnings call transcripts, if there's any mention of debt management strategies or tech capex, that could be a signal of proactive leadership, which I'd weigh heavily as a positive. On the performance side, while short-term volatility might spook some traders, for us long-term folks, it's more about whether First Bancorp can outpace their industry over a 3 to 5 year horizon. Their sector performance metrics suggest they're not leading the pack, so they'll need to lean on those strengths like customer loyalty and dividends to stay relevant. And hey, if you're curious about how they stack up against peers, their PS ratio gives a decent snapshot of valuation relative to revenue, worth a glance if PE isn't telling the full story. Conclusion and outlook. So where does this leave us with First Bancorp? From a long-term investment perspective, they've got a mixed bag. Their regional strength and dividend appeal make them a steady pick for conservative investors, but the lack of explosive growth and some balance sheet risks mean they're not a slam dunk. Opportunities like digital innovation or market expansion could be catalysts, but they've got to navigate some real threats from the economy and competition. My take? First Bancorp is worth keeping on your radar, especially if you're into income plays, but I'd wait for signs of debt reduction or strategic growth before going all in. Stay tuned for more insights like this, and don't forget to check out MarketSnap's daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, you can dive into this SWOT and more on our platform. Keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.